Tom in New York has a question about flooring in the basement. How can we help you?
Hi. I'll be moving into a house that has asbestos floor tiles in the basement. And some of them are loose, a few, but I want to know the best way to cover that so I can put on a new floor. And should I remove that asbestos tile? I've been told not to do that.
What kind of floor do you want to put down, Tom?
I would go perhaps with a ceramic floor.
Have you considered a laminate floor? Do you know what laminate flooring is?
Yes, I have one in my present house in the kitchen, and it's done very well. I was concerned about putting that below grade.
No concern whatsoever. That's one of the flooring types that we would definitely recommend as a below grade product. And believe it or not, you can also put in hardwood floor below grade if it's a type.
As long as it's a certain kind called engineered, you don't want to put a solid wood floor down in a super moist situation. It's not going to last. It's going to warp and twist and be a giant mess.
Engineered hardwood is made up of different layers, much like plywood, except it looks like it is hardwood on the top surface. And either engineered hardwood or a laminate floor are going to lock together, and they have a soft underlayment underneath, which takes up any imperfections in the floor. So I think those would be great choices, and frankly, the easiest way to get the floor down in your basement. This way, you don't have to worry about the poorly adhered tiles. If they're really loose and floppy, I'd take them all out, lift them out, and dispose of them. But if they're stuck and flat, I would just go right on top of them. I don't think you should stir that hive, so to speak, by taking up those tiles if you don't have to. You could put the underlayment down, assemble the laminate or the hardwood floor on top of that, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, great. What's the underlayment made of?
It depends. Each manufacturer has a different one. The Formica one looks a little bit like a thin foam. Armstrong has one that's a little more sort of woolly looking. They come in rolls. Some of the manufacturers have the underlayment actually attached to the underside of the laminate itself. So it varies by product, but it's about an eighth of an inch thick, and it gives you a little coverage of the uneven areas. Helps smooth everything out.
Excellent. And they're not affected by any moisture that might be coming through the
concrete? No problem whatsoever. I've taken laminate floors and actually immersed them in tubs of water, and it has absolutely no effect on it.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're
great
welcome.
Show. I listen every week.
Great. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.